I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Carrie Garcia. She's the Assistant Director of Admissions at Northern Michigan University, and she joined us for Wildcat Wednesday. That's when we take a look at things going on at NMU. She shared information on how to get registered. Here's more with Carrie Garcia.
We are very excited to say that we are still accepting applications for the fall 2016 semester. We have a lot of great programs to offer students, about 180 academic programs. So Northern has a lot to offer in as far as four-year programs and 1 to 2 year programs as well. So if you're looking to just jumpstart and get into the workforce, 1 to 2 year programs are a really good option. So there's definitely still time to become a Wildcat.
So what's the process? Someone listening right now, either maybe they're looking to learn something new, maybe they've going to do a job change or something as an adult, or if you're a traditional student and got kids in high school, kids that are at that age where you think about getting involved, what's needed? What's the process?
The process is actually very simple. When you think about college applications, you don't think, oh, it's a simple process. I can do it in a few days. You actually can. And so at Northern, we just ask that you submit your application. The application website is nmu.edu/apply. Can't beat it. Very easy. And there's a variety of things that we look for. So we look for if you're a high school student, we're looking for your test scores, your SAT, your ACT. We're also looking for your high school transcript. We want to see the classes that you've taken, take a look at your GPA, see how you've done. There's also a $35 application fee. And that's it. Mm-hmm. There's no essays. There's no letters of recommendation you have to send in. There's no resumes. We don't ask for a video interview. We're really just looking at how you've done academically to see if you're eligible to be admitted to the university.
What about someone that would be considered a non-traditional student? Maybe someone that's not in the high school age that is an adult. They're looking to do something different. What do they need to do?
They actually have a little bit different of a process, but it's not that different. So the kind of maybe a transfer student or a non-traditional student, you still need to go through and fill out the application. The application will actually only take you about 5 to 10 minutes. So it's very, very short form that we ask. And then we look to see, have you taken any classes beyond high school? Have you gone to a community college? Have you gone to a regular university? Have you taken any classes? We want to see those transcripts and see how you did with those classes specifically. And that's really it. So if you haven't taken any classes beyond high school, but you've been out of high school for a few years, that's okay too. Send us your high school transcript. We'll take a look at that. We actually don't even require you to send us ACT or SAT scores if it's been more than 3 years.
Okay. Now, what about turnaround? How soon do people start hearing back?
It's a very short process for us. We actually have a rolling admissions, which means you can apply anytime. So there's no application deadlines for our students. And we can turn around an application in anywhere between 5 to 7, maybe 10 days during our busy times. But right now, if you're applying for fall 2016, you can find out in about 7 days whether or not you're admitted to the university. And there's still plenty of time to get through the rest of the process.
It is a Wildcat Wednesday. We're talking about things going on at Northern Michigan University. Carrie Garcia is with us, the Assistant Director of Admissions at NMU. We're talking about getting enrolled, getting an application in at the university. And one key question here is, we're talking at this time of year here. Now, we're in mid-July. When does the school year start?
The school year actually starts August 22nd. So coming up very quickly, almost a month away, and students can start moving into the residence halls the Thursday before, which is the 18th of August. So you'll start to see a lot of students coming back here shortly, and we're, within a month, but there's definitely still time to apply to the university.
It's also interesting when we talk about this from the standpoint of there are a lot of opportunities still available if you apply now. Tell me a little bit about things like scholarships or at least financial aid to make this happen and how quickly you can turn that around.
The financial aid process is also fairly simple. It's been simplified. So if you've heard of the FAFSA form before, the free application for federal student aid, you might cringe a little bit and think, oh, I don't want to do that. The process has become a lot simpler in the past few years. You can actually take your IRS form and automatically download it right into the FAFSA, which is pretty cool. It gets turned around very quickly at this time of year for students. So we're talking maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks to receive your award letter. We also have automatic scholarships available for students as well. And so those are between $1,000 and about $3,000 for Michigan residents.
Now, you'll also work with anybody that's interested in applying at the university through the admissions office, won't you?
We will, absolutely. There's a lot of availability for students to come into the office, to call the office. We're located in the Hedgecock Building on Northern's main campus, but you can also visit the admissions website or just call our office directly. You can find the information on the website and we can walk you through that. And we can also set you up with an orientation session, get you scheduled for classes, register for housing if you'd like to move into the residence halls. So there's a lot of options.
Well, let's give everybody sort of the vital information about how to find out more if they have questions. What's the best way to get all of this information going?
Absolutely. I would visit the admissions website at Northern, which is nmu.edu/admissions with an S. And you'll find all the information about programs, how to visit campus, where to go, what to do, and how to apply.
It certainly seems like it's a relatively easy process to get the ball rolling to better yourself with a good education through NMU.
Absolutely it is. And we definitely hope that you stop in and get started on your path to becoming a Wildcat.
That's Carrie Garcia, the Assistant Director of Admissions at Northern Michigan University. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.